Greetings, friends and radio listeners, and welcome to this program of the R.G. Harding Ministries as we come your way today proclaiming, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? This is Sister Sharon Knotts thanking you for tuning into the program today and inviting you to call a friend and invite your friend to tune into the program on the radio station that you're listening to, as we're about to join my father, Brother Hardy, for a very powerful and endearing message entitled, The Eternal Priesthood of Christ. Do you realize that the greatest ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ is going on right now in the heavenlies, where he sits on the right hand of our Father as our eternal high priest? I'll be back at the close of the program to tell you how you can get a copy of this powerful message, The Eternal Priesthood of Christ.
And Jesus, the Lamb of God, took our sins away into the land of death, never no more to be brought back against us. Hallelujah. And the Bible said that he can save to the uttermost, to the nth degree, to the absolute, eternally, all that cometh to God by him, seeing that he ever liveth to make intercessions. Oh, thank God for this wonderful, wonderful Savior. The most amazing and fascinating person in the world. You know, there's great men and women that have come down through the centuries, great leaders, great scientists, great men and women. Oh, but to me, the greatest of them all, the one that is the most fascinating, is the Christ of God, the Son of God, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. The more I study and learn about him, the more I want to know about him. The more fascinating he is, the more wonderful he is, the more precious he is, the more greater and mightier he is. Oh, no wonder John said, behold the Lamb of God. Have you beheld the Lamb of God? Have you really come to the knowledge? Are you cognizant of this wonderful, this marvelous, this miraculous person, the Lord Jesus Christ, the gem of all of God's creatures, the man, the Lord Jesus Christ, the greatest of all human beings, the man, the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The gem with many facets. In the beginning, he was the Word. And as the Word, he was with his Father. And as the Word, John reveals in his Gospel of John, the first chapter, yea, that he created all things, the Creator, but all in order to save his creation, he stepped down and wrapped creation and humanity on him and became the babe of Bethlehem and the man of Galilee, and the lowly Nazarene, and the Christ of the cross. Yea, he fulfilled his threefold mission to be the apostle and the sent one from the Father, sent full of grace and truth to bring salvation and peace and deliverance to mankind. He came to be the prophet to speak the words of God. He came to be the manifestation and the revelation of God, for man's mind was darkened. He had no conception of God. Some thought, like the Philistines, he was the fish god, a man with a fish's head. Oh, some of them made him all kind of creeping things. Some of them made him birds. Some of them made him trees. Some of them didn't know what he was. Oh, but he came to reveal the invisible God, for he was the image of the invisible God. And he said, if you want to know who God is and you want to see God, he said, Philip, look on me, because I am the image of the invisible God. And I am the visible Christ, and he is the invisible God. And what I look like, that's what he looks like. Yes. He came to be the manifestation and the representation, the apostle and the prophet, and finally, the only sacrifice that would reconcile, that would satisfy God God's perfect lamb without spot, without blemish, without guile. God's perfect sacrifice that could not only cover your sins and delay God's reckoning with them, but the perfect sacrifice that could cleanse and take them away and remove them into the land of death, never to be brought back anymore. The sacrifice that you accept God, that God would accept forever. The one sacrifice. For the Bible said in Hebrews that after he had made one offering, he sat down on the majesty, on the right hand of the majesty on high. He sat down because as far as sin was concerned, his work was finished. Not like the old Mosaic priest that had to stand every day and offer sacrifice after sacrifice that could not remove the sin, but could only shelter the sinner from the retribution. For it was not possible for the blood of goats and the ashes of heifers to save and remove sin. But it took the precious blood of the Lamb of God. For Hebrews 9:14 said, how much more shall the blood of Christ purge your conscience from dead works, works of death, to serve the living God. Hallelujah. And this man, Christ Jesus, with one sacrifice of himself, sat down, because as far as sin and removing sin is concerned, his work is finished. He doesn't have to keep offering sacrifices. He offered the one perfect sacrifice, his own self, on the tree. When he was on that tree of Golgotha, and knowing that everything was finished, and all the scriptures were finished, he uttered out, Father, it is finished. And he released his spirit to go on a mission and a journey. And when he said it was finished, the veil of the temple was rent in two. The sins that were just covered and not dealt with all through the ages, God cast them upon the Lamb Jesus. Hallelujah. And washed them and took them away. And the old system was finished from the carnal earthly system and transferred to heaven. And the old priest that was made by man and a carnal law was done away with because it was imperfect. But the eternal priesthood of the Son of God that's going on right now came into existence and into being. For God said unto Jesus, I swear by myself, because there is no greater, I make thee a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. An eternal priesthood that does not change, but an eternal priesthood and an eternal priesthood that is ever there and ever living. For he said that he's able to save to the uttermost all that come up to God by him, seeing that he ever liveth to make intercessions to God, to them that come to God by him. Oh, he said it is finished. Your plan of salvation is finished. The devil's sway over mankind is finished. Sin's dominion over mankind is finished. It's completely finished. Sin is removed, and the sinner is set free. Sin is cast in the sea of death, never to be remembered no more. Robbed of all of its power and force to enslave mankind. Satan is stripped and exposed as he really is, a liar, a usurper, and powerless to stand before the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, he was God's apostle, sent with the power of God on a mission to the earth to liberate mankind. He was God's prophet, sent to be his spokesman to announce the good news. Hallelujah. And I'm here to keep echoing it. Sinner, there's good news. God doesn't have anything but good news. There's nothing but good news from God. Good news, sinner. Jesus saves to the utmost. Jesus saves. He'll pick you up, turn you around, set your feet on solid ground. Hey, to the sick, good news, Jesus heals. To the bound, good news, Jesus delivers. To the needy, good news, Jesus supplies all and every need. Good news tonight. Jesus has good news tonight. Whatever you need, He's the answer and has your answer. Hallelujah. And it's free because He became the perfect Lamb of God and paid the price. And your IOUs and your debt to God is paid. Oh, come on, raise your hand and praise Him a little bit. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Have you heard the joyful sound? Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Spread the tidings all around. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. To the utmost, Jesus saves. To the absolute, forevermore, Jesus saves. You see, that was His earthly ministry. The earthly ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ was to be the apostle, the sent one from heaven, with all the power of the sender, His Father Almighty God. For the Father loveth the Son and give Him not the Spirit into His hands by measure, but has given all things into His hands. He came with the power and authority of heaven and of His Father Almighty God. And He came to be the prophet to speak the good news to mankind.
Amen. What a powerful message by God's servant, Brother Hardy, the eternal priesthood of Christ. You know, at Christmas we celebrate Him as the babe of Bethlehem, the Son of God. And at Easter, we celebrate Him as the Lamb of God who hung upon the cross, our Savior who took away our sins. But you know, it's after He arose from the dead, He took on His present and eternal role as our faithful, able, merciful High Priest, because there is only one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Jesus laid aside His deity to become a human and the lowest of all. He took on Himself the role as a servant, that He took our sins and bare our iniquities, dying on the cross, obeying His Father. But then when He entered into the holy place and put His blood upon that mercy seat, He became our faithful eternal High Priest, whoever lives to make intercession for us. And because He took on the nature of man, He can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. He was tempted in every point, like as we are tempted, but without sin. And that's why we can run to Him in our time of need and make our petitions known, because He's able to understand what we're going through. What a beautiful thing to know. What a comfort to know that Jesus ever lives as our eternal High Priest. You will never think of Jesus in the same way once you have really gotten this message in your spirit. And it is available in its entirety on one CD or audio tape for your love gift to the radio ministry of at least $10. Please ask for offer number 164 CD if you want it on CD, or 164T if you want it on audio tape, and send your request for this powerful message, the Eternal Priesthood of Christ, to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Be sure to ask for offer number 164 CD or 164T with your love gift of at least $10 to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203.